An investigation into the death of a New South Wales paramedic has raised questions about how the ambulance service monitors access to restricted drugs. Tony Jenkins took his own life a short time after he was confronted with allegations of opioid theft and drug tampering. However, key evidence in this case has now been withdrawn. Hagar Cohen reports.
In April, Sharon Jenkins received the worst news of her life. Her husband Tony, who'd been a paramedic for 28 years, had taken his own life. It happened just hours after he'd apparently admitted to his managers that he was addicted to opioids. 8 months later, holes began to emerge in that story.
I was shocked and horrified. They've changed key evidence regarding drug possession.
Immediately after Tony Jenkins' death, the New South Wales Ambulance Service did an investigation known as a root cause analysis. It stated that the Newcastle paramedic had handed over two syringes with morphine during that meeting with his managers. Sharon Jenkins wanted to know more.
I asked where those syringes are now. Were they tested? What was in them?
Why did you ask those questions in the first place?
Because I was suspicious that Tony would have two syringes full of morphine in his pockets.
And last week, the New South Wales Ambulance Service wrote to Sharon Jenkins withdrawing the reference to the morphine.
The description of events was in error. The root cause analysis team records do not indicate that paramedic A ever handed over the vials to managers.
Sharon Jenkins was astonished.
This is an unacceptable level of incompetence and mismanagement. The family, more than ever, see it's very important that we have a coronial inquest so all these things can be looked at and brought out in a public manner.
In a statement, the New South Wales Ambulance Service has acknowledged the mistake but says the error doesn't change the recommendations from the report. The ABC has obtained a copy of the root cause analysis done about the Jenkins case. It contains startling details about widespread use of morphine and other highly addictive opioids like fentanyl across ambulance stations in New South Wales. The 18-page report says an audit of fentanyl stock at stations in the Hunter region found that over 10% had been compromised. That usually means it had been diluted with another liquid, possibly water. The report also says a statewide audit has found that fentanyl vials have been tampered with in other parts of New South Wales. And it also details systematic violations of protocols for the safekeeping of all restricted drugs. The New South Wales Ambulance Service is updating its 15-year-old policy for dealing with drug and alcohol abuse by staff. In a statement, it says it's on track to implement recommendations to improve the well-being of its staff. But for Sharon Jenkins, questions remain.
Tony is now not here to defend himself, and we've had to accept what they've told us as fact. But now we find out he's actually fabrication. I believe he was scapegoated for a huge problem in the Hunter with fentanyl being compromised.
A police brief to the New South Wales coroner about Tony Jenkins' death is now being finalised.
Hagar Cohen reporting, and if you or anyone you know needs help, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14.